Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. I'm Brady Safranik. This is Community Speaks, being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Marilyn Conley joins me now, Johnson County Emergency Management Coordinator. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning.
How is everything today?
Today, everything's well.
Good. Wonderful.
Yes.
And we've got a handful of things to talk about this morning, so let's jump right into it. Mitigation plan survey. What can you tell us about that?
Okay. We have in the county what's called the multi-jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan. We have to have that plan in force and approved by FEMA and updated every 5 years with the approval of FEMA. If we don't have that plan in place, for example, when we had the flooding back in June of 2015 or whatever year, it seems like a long time ago, we would not have qualified to bring funding in to help the residents. So it's an important plan that we have. It's sort of cumbersome, and what we've been doing is working on the update. And we have a public survey because we want to be able to get public input and show that we have that input from the public. So far, we've had 53 responses on that online survey. They extended that deadline for that survey until the 18th of May. So I wanted to tell people the survey link, and I'll put it back on the Johnson County Emergency Management Facebook page.
Okay.
Because that's where people get their information nowadays.
That's
apparently
true.
That and yeah, other places. But the website is like https, you know, the dots, backslash, www.surveymonkey.com, and then /r/ WY Region 1 HMP. So I doubt if anybody had a pencil to write that down, but it's a real address.
What's just the website? That was surveymonkey.com?
Yeah, surveymonkey.com. And maybe if you just typed
in... go there, you might be able to
figure
it out.
Region 1 HMP.
Yeah.
Or just
like the Johnson County Emergency Management Facebook page, and that'll come right to your news feed.
And I will put that up. I had it up there once, so it may still be in the feed.
Sure, and they just have to go
and just
dig for it a little bit.
Scroll down, because the original survey was supposed to be finished by April 20th, so it'll be in that time frame, first part of April, if they wanted to look through there. We had a public meeting for people to come and give their opinions, and we had two people come, which is better than some counties' turnout, because we're doing this regional. Once our plan's finished, it goes into a regional plan.
Okay.
So it's important because it gives the public a chance to tell us what they think our hazards and risks and vulnerabilities are in the community. And this survey only takes you about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Once you get into it. So I want people to go and take the survey. We had, so far, one of the higher public inputs of the counties. Campbell County beat us.
Somehow.
We're still in competition with Campbell County.
Regardless of what it is, how many people come to a meeting, we got to win.
Exactly. Okay, so that's the mitigation plan and the reason we're doing it.
All right. And, of course, this is flood season, and we're getting that melt off and then, you know, rains, and we're supposed to get some rain this weekend. And you and I were just talking before we came on the air that the rain that's going to hit us down here is actually going to be quite a bit of snow up on the mountain here for flood season.
The prediction from the National Weather Service Riverton from 6 p.m. Thursday to 6 a.m. Sunday is an inch and a half to 2 inches of precipitation through that time frame.
Okay.
There are also, it sounds not very pleasant, but they're also saying accumulating snow above 8,500 feet. heaviest snow Friday night and Saturday, and anywhere from up to 18 to 24 inches possible.
So maybe don't cross the mountain Friday night.
Or if you are...
Be careful.
Yes.
Have tire chains.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Be prepared. So the thing about that is, that with that amount of new snow and then rain on top of that, our creeks could come up exponentially. Powder River's up, Mill Fork's up, all the little drainages are up. But
Clear Creek's running pretty good.
It's running nicely.
Yeah.
And there's still a lot of room in it.
Sure.
But it wouldn't take that much for it to really start.
This weekend might do it.
Well, when we start warming up, if we can keep the temperatures a little cooler.
How do we do that?
Well, we say a prayer. I think we're kind of at the mercy there.
Yeah.
It'll be cooler and wetter starting tonight, so maybe we'll be okay if it just stays a little cooler, warms up during the day, cools up. But if we get one of those, like we have had those 70, 80 degree days down here, when I came across the mountain the other day, it was 56 up on top. Water's running.
Yeah, you're getting some melt off at 56.
Yep. And the snowpack right now, I checked it, was about 112% snow water equivalent, which is 112% above normal for this year. So it's a little high with the new snow.
Just we'll keep an eye on it.
I just
be careful.
Want people to start thinking about flooding. We just don't know.
Yeah,
and
with floods, it happens so quickly.
And so sandbag, different things. You know, we have plenty of sandbags. We still have sand available. If they need sandbags, if they think they want to get a little ahead of the game, if it looks like the creek's coming up and we're going to get that rain, be thinking a day or so ahead of time so that they can get some sand. We don't fill the sandbags. They have to fill their own.
Do you charge for the sandbags?
No.
So you give out the bags, as long as people will scoop the sand into them themselves, they can have them.
They can have a certain amount. We have to hold so many back for a public infrastructure.
All right.
But, you know, if they need 15, 20 sandbags or whatever it might be, they can give the office a call. They have to go out to Road and Bridge and pick them up.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll keep a couple of bundles there at the office, so if they only need 10 sandbags or something, I might have those. So they should call emergency management if they need sandbags. That number's 307-684-2761 is the office, and 217-1879 is the cell phone. That's the one I'm most apt to answer.
Okay.
So just be aware, and if you're out and about, pay attention. Creeks come up.
Especially if it gets warm and we have rain.
That's
the
time. It looks like it'd be fun to play in, but
it does.
It's not.
It looks like you want to grab a raft and just go cruising down.
but you
don't want to do
that, because then we'll have to call our search and rescue is prepared, though. they train on swift water rescue, and
sure,
they're good at it. So, so
don't test them, though.
But don't do that.
So we're talking a little bit about flood season, and the next thing on the list here is fire season, which I would imagine we're doing okay right now, but that can change quickly
as
well.
There's been some red flag warnings already.
Okay.
Not specific for Johnson County, but Campbell and Natrona. And when it's been dry already, and there have been a couple little spot fires. So in the lightning, of course, we start into thunder and lightning, and with it being dry, then we get the fires from the lightning. The National Weather Service was over here week before last, Mr. Troutman, and we went around to the schools, and and updated their weather radios and gave them some signs for their playgrounds about thunderstorm awareness. And if you hear light, you know, you see the lightning, you hear the thunder, you need to get in because Wyoming's got one of the highest lightning injury stats.
Really?
Yeah, per population.
So if you're out in the golf course, don't be waving around your lightning rod.
Don't be Happy Gilmore.
That's right.
Yep. So I mean, we got fire season tied into the thunder and lightning season, heavy rains, hail. Fire season wise, I am not sure what they're predicting this year. I didn't make that meeting, and I didn't have a chance to talk to the fire chief this morning. But that's always a possibility to get a big old fire going somewhere. So we want people to, I think a lot of the ranchers have probably already done their spring burning, but we like, if anybody's going to do burning, to let the dispatch know and to check the National Weather Service website, because it'll say whether it's good conditions a lot of times for burning or not.
Okay. Excellent. And then a long-term power outage exercise. Is this something that's coming up?
We did it.
Oh, it's already done.
We did the long-term power outage tabletop exercise, and I want to thank the private sector people that came. We had people from local businesses in town, and it, probably 40 people there. National Guard came up, Rocky Mountain Power, Powder River Energy, really good representation. And we found out that if we had a long-term power outage in our community, it'd be really tough on everybody. Of course, you know that, but when you think about all the things you're going to be going without, it's pretty...
We rely on having power. We do these days.
And you know, one of the biggest things we rely on is our smartphones and our computers.
Yeah, your smartphone might work for a little while, depending,
but
once the battery dies, you're in trouble.
And then the cause of it was just an unknown, maybe cyber attack that cut the whole grid down. So in our exercise, Sheridan, Campbell, and Johnson, none of us had any power. So we couldn't rely on the other counties to say in the exercise, we just call Sheridan.
Sure.
No, you won't. Not in this exercise. We have a lot of work to do. It's part of our critical infrastructure. So we're looking at how we can fill those gaps that we have in the community with long-term power outage. We didn't talk about other things that could cause it, like a electromagnetic pulse or a solar flare. If we have one of those, we could, it sounds sort of out there, but we could go back to the 1800s without power.
Well, I'll have to get horses.
So get
and
a
six
horse
shooters.
And you could. Because people won't be very nice after a week of no power.
I think you're probably
right.
They're
going to be grouchy.
That's right. That's very true.
So we're working on that and a lot of the infrastructure stuff. We're trying to include more of the private sector to come to these meetings and such. What else did we have, quick light?
Yep. The last thing we'll talk about is the healthcare coalition drill.
Oh, yep. We just did one of those. So what that is we're in a five-county region for health and medical. So that includes hospitals, long-term care facilities, ambulances, the whole, anything that has to do with healthcare, basically, facilities. We did a drill last week where Campbell County Hospital had to transfer 46 patients. So in real time, so we didn't physically transport the patients, but we had a call around all the different healthcare providers, vets home, any place that could take some patients. We had to make all those calls and figure out how many ambulances we needed, how we were going to get them transported from Campbell County to different places.
It's a big job.
And it's huge. So we're working on things like that for the health part of our emergency response. And I just want people to know that we do work on these things, whether it's very well known or not. The hospital does their preparedness stuff here in Buffalo. They exercise with us, and I just participated yesterday in the Veterans Hospital in Sheridan, a decontamination drill, and how they decontaminated 25 people and how they're going to run that in their facility. So there's things like that going on all the time.
Sure.
And
so that when the real thing happens, we will be ready, or at least somewhat prepared.
We'll be a little bit more ready.
When the real thing happens, you know, it's chaos. But
for a little while,
at least have a plan. At least have a plan.
We have plans.
That's the good thing.
Yes.
This is Community Speaks, being brought to you by The Prescription Shop, talking with Marilyn Conley, the Johnson County Emergency Management Coordinator. Marilyn, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Keep it tuned right here, Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS.